I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping continued his meetings with politicians in Washington today. Then he took off for America's heartland, Muscatine, Iowa, specifically, to reconnect with locals who hosted him back in 1985 when he studied hog raising. Earlier today, we spoke with Chris Steinbach, editor of the Muscatine Journal, and I told him it was kind of wild the Chinese vice president learned how to raise pigs in the Iowa town.
Well, that's what they say. He visited a number of places when he was here then. We have farms, of course, here, and then he also visited some grain processing facilities here. I think that was one of the things that they probably were most interested in.
So what's going on in Muscatine today? What's going to really surprise Vice President Xi after nearly 20 years?
He's going directly to the home of Roger and Sarah Landy. They live in a sort of a historic older home on what's called West Hill in Muscatine. It's on the bluff overlooking the river. Spending an hour with the people who he met when he was here in 1985. So I don't know how much of this town itself he will actually see. Now, I've had a number of readers and other people calling wanting to know if they would have an opportunity to see him or take pictures. And I really don't think they're going to be able to.
Now, the other dose of China that you're getting are the Chinese journalists who are covering Vice President Xi's visit. They visited your newsroom. Are they filing stories for their outlets back in China?
Yeah, there are a number of Chinese reporters here. There was a big press conference here at the public library yesterday, and I know that a couple of my reporters got to meet and did a few things to help some of the Chinese journalists that were there. We had five of them in our newsroom last week, which was a real nice exchange and visit. We republished the front page from 1985 that's gotten a lot of attention when Xi was here the first time. We republished that in our paper today, and one of these newspapers in China wants to be able to republish it as well, which I think we're going to let them.
Some of these Chinese journalists who are there now, what kind of angles are they reporting? What questions have they asked you?
Initially, they asked last week what sort of things we were going to do to cover this visit. And then they asked our impression of U.S.-China relations and if people here are angry or resentful about jobs that have maybe left this country and gone to China and those sorts of things.
Yeah,
those are kind of hard questions for me to answer. I'm sure that some of that attitude does exist here. There are a number of companies here that do business in China. I have friends here who have been over there for, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 weeks at a time on business trips.
Chris, what interests you most about the return visit of Xi Jinping to Muscatine?
I'm a native Iowan, and so I'm pretty proud, like I think many people here are, of the fact that he's coming to Muscatine in the first place. It's kind of, I think, unusual. And I think that's because of how he was treated when he was here the first time. I think that made an impression, and a favorable one. And so he is coming back to see people who were nice to him before they knew that he was going to become the eventual leader of the world's largest country.
Chris Steinbach, editor at the Muscatine Journal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.